you see from your team in front of you tonight?
I thought we played another great game. I think we picked up right where we left off with St. Louis, and we had great control of the game. Our puck possession tonight in the offensive zone was really good, and we were able to bury a few goals tonight, which is always nice.
Defending Stanley Cup champs, 8-2 in their last couple games, last 10 games. Is this a measuring stick game?
It's always we're right around where they are for the playoffs. So, these points are important, and we wanted to show that we could play with these guys. They've had a lot of playoff success, and tonight was another playoff-style game for us.
That's your second victory against a goalie like Jonathan Quick. Do you take any stock into that, given that's your rookie season?
Not really. It doesn't really matter who you play against. You always want to win games and stuff, and you're just trying to make the saves that you can. You can't worry about who's in the other net or what they're doing. He's a great goalie, but we've been fortunate that we've been able to get a couple goals by him in the last two games that we've played. So you don't really put too much stock in who you're playing against. You just try and help the team win.
What does it say about this team when you play a physical LA club that known for their hitting, known for their tough checking, but you're right there toe to toe with them?
Yeah, that's part of our game too, is our physicality, and we don't back down from anyone. And St. Louis was a physical game the night before, and LA again tonight. They're a big team and have a lot of physical players, and we show that we can play with them and take it to them at points in the game too. So it's huge for our team going forward, knowing that those are two playoff teams that have a lot of success in the postseason. So just knowing that we can play with them is going to go a long way.
Carter goal against your first one.
The first one, he just came in. He has a great release, and I just didn't pick up the puck as quickly as I could have. He shot off the heel of his stick, so I was kind of expecting it to go a little bit higher than it did. It's one that I'd like to have back, and I feel like 9 times out of 10 or more, I'll make that save. So, it was just a bad time of the game to give up a goal like that, but, the team responded great and really bailed me out right after that, scoring a couple goals.
When it scores 4-2 and the crowd is chanting, shoot with an empty net, did you at any time think, maybe I'll take a shot?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I stopped it, I knew I had time to turn up and take a look. I was thinking of shooting it, but in your head you kind of do a quick assessment, and they had a lot of guys back, so I would have had to really get under the puck for to even have a chance. And this time in the year, I'd rather not give them any more momentum and take the 2 points. So I just kind of did the safe play and dumped it off to the sideboards and let our guys battle it out, and ended up working out well because we got the empty net anyways.